In Florida, 76,000 people over the age of 90 are licensed to drive. And soon, the state will start making Floridians 80 years old and up pass a vision test each time they renew their license. Lawmakers say rules like this save lives. 16 other states have similar restrictions, but many senior citizens worry that it will limit their independence in a state with few transportation options. Amy Tardiff of member station WGCU in Fort Myers reports.
For 85-year-old Peg Stunts, her car is her lifeline. Stunts still has a part-time job on weekends. She also volunteers and goes to exercise classes 3 times a week. But when the diminutive woman, bent by age, gets behind the wheel of her huge 1982 Chrysler New Yorker, one wonders how long this car and driver relationship will last. She says her eyes are fine, and she's very careful.
I go slow, so if I hit anything, I don't hit it hard. And I don't pass too often. If I get stuck behind somebody, I stay stuck.
When Stunts next renews her driver's license, she'll have to take a vision test, either at the local license bureau, at her family physician, or her eye doctor's office. If she doesn't pass, she'll have to stop driving.
I would just about die. To walk to the grocery store would be quite a chore. It's about a mile to my grocery store, the closest one, so I don't think I'd care for that much. And I can't afford a taxi every time I want to go anywhere, that's for sure.
Stunts is one of 210,000 Floridians over age 79 who will renew their licenses this year. The vision tests begin in 2004. A state agency found the fatal crash rate for drivers age 85 and older surpasses that of teenage drivers. Just recently, an 81-year-old turned left, hit a car coming the other way, and killed a passing bicyclist. And according to State Representative Stephen Wise of Jacksonville, it's accidents like this that told him something had to change.
You know, right now they can renew their driver's license via mail for 6 years. In fact, one of the members of the legislature said her mother was 93, and she just renewed her license for 6 more years. So, I mean, what an optimist.
She's an optimist, or someone with no other options. Making it tougher for seniors to renew driver's licenses creates another problem, especially in Florida. Elders can't walk far in the heat. Special care vans have limited routes. State transportation for the disadvantaged is overused and underfunded. Taxis cost too much. Bus service isn't always convenient.
As you were excited as a teenager to get your license and gain that independence, this seems like, you know, a final loss.
Maureen Orovec's Faith in Action program helps seniors stay independent.
It's something that truly causes them such distress, and for many people, the only alternative is to go into a facility. And if they don't have the funds to afford a private facility, then they end up on Medicaid and they end up in the system where it becomes a burden on the taxpayers.
Among other things, Orovec volunteers drive seniors to places like doctors' offices and grocery stores. Demand has increased dramatically this year, and Orovec has had to turn people away. One of its newest clients is 79-year-old Walter Jablonski, who kept driving despite his declining eyesight.
I stayed in familiar places. I never ventured anywhere where I would have to read a sign, for example. But eventually I got to the point where I said to myself, this is not a smart thing to do. I certainly wasn't out to see anybody get involved in an accident, so I just stopped driving.
Since then, life has gotten worse for the retired accountant. Running daily errands is a chore.
You want to go to the bank, you know. When am I going to go to the bank? Who's going to take me? Go to the post office and mail a package. Another big problem. Get a haircut. I need a haircut. Right now, I need a haircut, but I have to push it aside because all these other things have priority.
At the same time Florida limits which senior citizens can drive, a commission is studying how to attract and retain more retirees and make the state more elder-friendly. For NPR News, I'm Amy Tardiff in Fort Myers, Florida.